everybody. Well, today's Wednesday. Unless you're somewhere else, and it's maybe Thursday or some other day entirely. But hopefully you're on Wednesday, unless you're overseas. That's weird. Overseas. What a weird thing to talk about. So you're over the sea. I guess over there could be just as good, huh? So anyway, the day today is the 14th of December, so December 14th, 2016. Well, let's clear the date for everybody. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. That's cleared. I mean, And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay. That feels better. Next, let's energize the white beans to bring peace to you. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. And let's help you out with a situation, a malady, or some kind of weird thing happening, whatever that would be for you. So we'll put some peace energy there. Maybe we can take away the timeline that's corrupting you. So here we go. Releasing that energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Great. And let's now, I'll talk about that. We had a conference call today, and about an hour ago, basically, thereabouts, 55 minutes ago, maybe, anyways, almost straight up on the hour when I was doing the water charging. After our first water, the line went dead. So the conference line, wherever it was, whatever you call into, wherever that location is, went off. And then somebody else said that their computer went out where they were back east. I don't know what's going on. The energy right now to me feels kind of weird. It's as if it feels like they're bringing in like corkscrew energies or something, like this energy is twirling in here. Kind of like, you could drop like some of those seeds and things, from maybe, from trees, and they kind of spiral downward. That's kind of how the energy is feeling around, at least for me anyway, looking around here. It's not affecting me, but I'm just looking at it, so it's kind of like a confusion energy. I do feel a little weird. We can make this our paranormal night here, and we do, answer questions. So if you want to send something in, maybe you feel a little weird now for the last hour. Anyway, that could be a possibility. So anyway, I'll turn it over to our co-host. Are you out of the the makeup room and everything else, and is your microphone ready to go? So are you out there, Michelle?
Yes, I'm here, otherwise known as my restroom. It's where I keep all my makeup. So yes, okay. I'm here and in front of my computer and ready to rock and roll. Everyone, it's Wednesday night, and welcome again. Yeah, it is kind of a strange night, Ron. So do you think people's waters got energized tonight?
I got back on about a quarter after or so, I think, maybe 20 after, and I did do all the waters. So if you were on the call and you couldn't connect or whatever, all your waters are charged up now. So, yeah.
Okay. Oh, well, that is good to know. Okay, so whoever was on the call, even though maybe we couldn't hear Ron, it's been done. So that Wednesday night call went through again, just as planned. Now that you say it, it is a strange day, and I had something kind of weird occur earlier, like really strange. But I just kind of went, oh well, I'm not going to think much about it. I just kind of ignored it. So I'm not really sure what's going on, Ron. If you want to elaborate more on exactly what you're thinking, if anyone wants to write in, if they are feeling something.
Yeah, if people get out there, if they want to send something to us here, if they felt something an hour ago. It almost feels like that energy coming in, it's sort of like the old days, or maybe this, maybe not old days now, but, you know, the old days when they had the old flash bulbs, you know? You're older, you remember those things. And they, you know, you had, the camera and all the way back, I guess, maybe the 50s, I guess, you know, where you had this little box camera type thing and you clicked it down and this flash would go off and, you know, you see stars for about a minute or two because it was so bright, you know, little flash bulb.
Yep.
And that's sort of what it feels like. This thing is trying to hit us to maybe knock us off our center or something. Well, anyway, if anybody else out there feels something that's probably what it is, I guess, something, maybe it's one of those cosmic energies out there someplace. I don't know what to say about that. I don't know if it's an alien attack yet or not. I'm starting just to figure out what's going on here. So, anyway, could be just a lot of energy they brought in to waken the clones. So who knows? Oh, maybe the clones needed some more programming, and what they were giving them wasn't enough, and they wanted to shock them back into being alive. So anyway, I'll turn it back over to you, Michelle. Maybe we got some questions out there or testimonials or something.
Well, we do. We have a question here, but before I forget about it, oh, I love those little square boxes. They were so cool. You would stick them on top of your camera, and then as soon as the little light went off, it would turn, and it would click to the next one, so it was available again. It would be awesome if I would have kept one, because I remember seeing them as a kid and thinking they were really neat. They had a really neat noise when they did that. In fact, it's interesting that when people take a photo now on their camera, it makes that old-fashioned noise, and it makes no sense with the phone, but
yeah.
That's what
I was even thinking of the older ones before that. Maybe, I don't know, maybe you don't remember those.
No.
Maybe you weren't born, I don't know.
What was that?
A light bulb that you stuck in, and you had, it's a bayonet base, and you had to put it in and turn it, kind of like a light bulb, but it was a flash bulb. And it was clear when you saw it with a lot of little filaments in it. And I guess maybe the thing ran on maybe C cells or something, a couple of C cells. But once you flashed it, it was so hot that filament would hit the outside of the glass or whatever. Maybe it was plastic. And it would kind of like deform it. It had little bumps all around it. So you people that are I don't know, older, I don't want to use that term. You remember those things. And anyway, but that yours was the next generation.
So
back to you.
That is funny. I actually don't think I do know what you're talking about, but my sister might. I'm going to ask her. She's a professional photographer, and she actually collects old cameras. So, okay.
We just called them the old days flash bulbs, you know?
Flash bulbs.
Google a flash bulb, and it'll show you the picture of it. The base, I think, was about, it looked like a number 93 light bulb, but that's, you may not know that at all, but anyway, it had like maybe a half an inch of base on it, I think, that screwed in it with a bayonet base. So you couldn't take it out, you had to wait a while because it would burn your fingers, it got so hot. So, anyway.
Wow. Technology is amazing. Okay. The first question of the day is the 12th source energies beaming into the healing light chambers, or are they more like clearing harmonic energies?
They ask, like, when we go to the astrals, if the 12th source energies are in the light chamber, is that what they're asking?
Yes.
Yeah, automatically, yes. In fact, all the clearings that you have on the website have the 12th source energies in them. Because they have to be whole and complete to do energetic work on you.
Very interesting. So you just disconnected some parts of our bodies from the 12 source energies.
Yeah, that's the residual energy that's here after the creation process, okay? We're taking those away. The creation energy byproduct or extra energy that was here is kind of hanging around doing nothing. And so I've been taking those away because the darkness was attaching itself to it. So that's why we're taking it away, so that they don't have a way to get into you, because it would resonate to you. When you go on the light chamber, or you do healings on the website, everything that you do does have the 12 source energies automatically with it as you're being cleared, put back into peace. So back to you.
Okay. Well, that's very interesting. You know, I often wonder, Ron, do you think that is the source of why different religions have a thing about the number 12?
Possibly, I guess.
Like, is there some sort of a memory there about that?
It could be. I just don't know, you know, but it could be.
Hmm. Okay. I guess we could not really ever know for certain, but it does make sense that there's some sort of a memory there in humanity, and that, you know we came from this or something. Okay.
Yep.
So we have some questions about timeline crashes. This one says, they do timeline crashes. They don't feel that there's anything left to do with them. And they're wondering if they can release themselves from contracts that they've made. And release themselves from people who are in control of the planet.
Well, like I always say, you know, the answer to that would be to be in the present moment all the time. Well, that's the way you facilitate that for yourself, is not think. But when you're not thinking, not creating timelines for yourself by your thoughts, you need to understand how you get trapped, okay? You get trapped because you think. And most people aren't going to like hearing that, because they always think. But each time you're thinking, it would be like daydreaming, okay? Because when you think of something, you're creating a situation and a storyline as you're thinking. So the only way you're not going to be able to get connected to those timelines from your thinking is not to think. As far as trying to get disconnected from things around you, organizations and stuff, we have clearings to help you out with that. But, to be completely isolated, then you just need to do the mind to heart drop, a lot. And hopefully, when that happens, you're going to be, in pretty good shape with getting rid of the timelines that you're on. But there's really no real quick, fast answer to this. Well, back to you.
Okay. You know, it's interesting because I do have the new timeline crash, the new version that has let's see here. Talk a little bit, Ron. I'm going to bring up all the different choices we have going on here and ask you a few questions about those.
Okay, yeah, so she talked about the advanced timeline crash, and that's the one that you would go to, it gives you a little more horsepower, plus it's unlimited, so that's the difference. So we have different variations of the timeline crashes of how you can enter into the clearing. So you have the standard one, and, the one that goes, for the month and stuff, but if you want to go into the unlimited, you can get that, and you may have to maybe ask me for the FaceTime crash, because I don't think it's on it quite yet, but it will be. So back to you.
Okay, so if we have it, let's say, and then when the webmaster puts on the space-time crash, we can just update it, and then it will have the new version. Is that correct?
Yeah, when it gets put on there, it'll come on once you go into it. Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. So there's quite an extensive list, and this was not in the original version. So this is all new. There's a huge list under select a non-emotional issue. And does this kind of help us, or is it helping the light beings to zero in on the generalization of the clearing that you're trying to do?
It's making it so that you're able to probably do more of the clearing a little deeper with the new one, because you have different options there.
Yes, it's quite a list. And so the very last one, and I believe that one of our listeners may have written a question concerning this, it says, slow down. So if you feel that that has any meaning for you, then you still need to write in a specific issue. Is that right?
If that is correct, yeah.
Okay. So let me go back to the question here and see if that makes sense about what they were speaking about. They said, yes, they are specifically talking about the very last entry that says slow down. And it says, what are some good timeline crashes to do for slow down in the advanced timeline crash? And they go on to say, I am slowed down timeline crashing my life and certain relationships or experiences. Is this good?
Up to you. No. You have to look at your own situation, and are people connected to you and putting you on their timeline. That's what you need to look at. So everybody's different on timelines, there's people listening who probably maybe only go out of their house a couple times, maybe a day, or maybe a couple times a week. And so those people, if they don't leave their facility and don't go to work, maybe you're retired and you just enjoy just, being peaceful without doing anything at your house, we'll say, then those people are going to be on less timelines because they have less interaction with people. And when you see people, people normally always trigger you into something that you know nothing about and don't even want to go there, but somehow you see it and voila, you're there. So, especially something that's pretty awful. You might, let's just say that having a great day, get in your car, and this is your second day out, being in your car, and you feel pretty good. And you turn the corner, and all of a sudden you hear this screeching car coming, and they run over a dog, okay? And right away, now you're on that timeline, and it's devastating to you, because everything that you have seen now is in your reality from the past, and everything comes forward, and it's not good, So that's kind of how you need to look at it. As you know, if you weren't there, you wouldn't see it, and you wouldn't be on those timelines. So the more that you see people, mix with people, et cetera, talk to them, have them physically bump into you or something, all these things can put you onto timelines. That's what you want to get off of. So anyway, that's sort of, about all that I can really say about it. It's just the way it is. Unfortunately. Back to you.
Yes, and I guess that it is difficult for most people to completely step away from the possibility of that happening, because we deal with other people every day and we still have to live in the world. So there's always that opportunity. Okay, so again, going back to this list, there's a lot of great stuff on here. I'm just going to read a couple in case somebody doesn't have it and they might be interested in it. There's emotional pain, dark side practitioner, DNA cordings, creating lack and struggle, contracts like with a group, organization, or a race, clone factories, I thought that was a really interesting choice. Body temperature, being in a slave camp, barcodes. Let's see, going down, there's ship clouds, sleep deprivation programs, stolen and cloned body parts. So, synchronistic events, that's an interesting one. So very interesting. I suppose you may not have to go through every single one of these, but if you feel that, I have something that, you know, reminds me of that and I'd like to get rid of it, you could possibly use that. So
you can go as far as you want, you know, with the timeline crashing. Ideally, you shouldn't be on any timelines. So, anyway, that's sort of basically it. It's hard to for me to tell you what to do. The more you get off of timelines, the more peaceful you're going to be. So if you do want to become more peaceful, then you just need to do timeline crashes, and hopefully you can get yourself balanced out and be able to be in the present moment more. That's the whole thing. Remember, when you're a baby, you're in the present moment. You have to revert and try to go back to when you were a baby to get free of all this stuff. Back to you.
Okay. And, Ron, about the part of the clearing that says optional dream timeline removal, I have written in mine, I'm not sure if this is the best way to kind of cover it all because I run some form of this every day, but it says, dreams last night, parallel lives I see in my sleep. Would that help the light beings to be able to figure out, she saw this and that must be a parallel life? Or is that too vague?
Too vague. You need to bring up what you have seen in your dream. Now, when you have a dream, that's what you want to get released from you, is what you physically saw or remembered, in that process here. So,
okay, so because I tend to forget, and I think it might be helpful to then if we wake up from a dream to have a little notebook next to our bed to write down just a few things like what that was about, and then we can put those specifics in the dream box.
Yeah, that would be a good thing to do, probably.
Okay.
And sometimes a dream might vanish from you, in 10 seconds. Remember, you're in a different reality when you have the dream. Okay. Let's start over again here, in a sense. So you wake, you go to sleep, and you sleep, and hopefully you typically should sleep with not having anything brought to you to your attention until you wake up. And then at that point, your spirit pops into your body. You might jerk or something like that, crash landing, the alarm goes off, and now you're starting your day. That's the way it normally is. Now, when you have a dream, all of a sudden you have this dream, and you kind of are remembering it because you're not here. Your spirit's probably in another body that was created, a clone body of you, a replica, somewhere in the beyondo, or maybe, it could be just next to you, but you can't see it. But anyway, you are in a different reality. Remember, you are a multidimensional being because you think, not because source energy made you a multidimensional being. You're a multidimensional being because the darkness are giving you all these different lifetimes to live. So they're forcing you to do this, and they're creating these bodies of yours. So all of a sudden you have this dream, and you kind of wake up, and you're still there. You're still, let's just say that your dream was a wonderful dream, and, you had a dream of Hawaii, being with the dolphins. So you wake up, and you're still with the dolphins in Hawaii for maybe 5 or 10 seconds, but all of a sudden your spirit goes, body moved here, it's awake, the alarm went off, now I got to jump back into this body. So it leaves that fabricated lifetime that the aliens gave you, comes back to you here, and then once it comes in here, then typically that movie set of you being in that dream no longer exists for you, and you forget about it because it got turned off. that's why, you know, you probably mentioned about having a notebook next to you, so you can kind of hang into that timeline a little bit longer, submit it in place, we'll say. So now it's not a dream, now it's a reality for you. And then from there, you can write down what the dream is. Now you want to crash it because you can say, yeah, man, I've been here. I don't want to do that. You know, although you may want to be a dolphin, that would be kind of neat. But, you know, maybe you're falling off a cliff, you know. Went bungee cord jumping and the bungee cord broke, you know. So, you're falling to your death. So anyway, you want a timeline crash that. So back to you.
Goodness, it's so strange. I don't know other people's experience, but my dreams have nothing to do with anything I've ever seen or thought or felt. They are just random. And it makes me wonder if other people have that type of experience or where they are coming from.
That's a good one. I don't know, you know. That's a good way to look at it. Yeah, if you have some really strange things you know nothing about and you're having this dream, you know, very possibly, you know, they put you into some other lifestyle that you know nothing about. I think what would be really weird, you know, about lifestyle, let's just say that you know, since you're a female, Michelle, and all of a sudden in your dream you're now a male. You go, what the hell's going on here, you know? So that they normally have the same sex for you, I believe anyway. We'll have to see if anybody has ever been in a dream where they're the opposite sex. That'd be an interesting one. So anyway, back to you.
Okay. I did actually, Ron, years ago I had a dream that I was a dude, and it was pretty freaky, I gotta say. Okay, I just got an interesting email here, and I had a similar experience, and I just remembered that I had this last night. So it says, yes, strange past couple of days. I have been seeing lots of light flashes. I know we are fighting. The sky has been covered up completely the past couple of days. My body feels heavy, and today I could barely keep my eyes open. Today at some point, it started to clear in small patched areas here and there, and I could see behind the cover-up the other clouds broken in lots of pieces. A few days ago, maybe last week, black helicopters in the area and above the house flying so low that the glasses in the curio started to move and make noises. Also, I feel like the light inside the house, now it's brighter, now it's not, like something is covering the light. Lots of pins in my body, especially my feet. They see blue energy outside and inside the house. And at some point, they say they've seen green energy as well. They feel like a shower of energy once in a while. The headlights from cars feel brighter, almost like blinding. And they're wondering if they should just do timeline crashes on the whole situation.
Boy, that's something. The headlights of cars seem to be brighter. Man, maybe they're dropping in car brighter headlights or something. Kind of feels like you got dropped into a whole different reality. You know, where they dropped in a whole different reality or reality around you. I would do probably do the finger exercise to see if you're actually here. That's a quick one to do. You have weird things happening. You probably are here, but you could try the finger. You know, your finger should be straight ahead of yourself. Oh boy. It'll definitely give you a learning curve. No. Very strange. But they could be mixing multiple timelines together. That's why maybe the clouds are changing, the sky changed, maybe the atmospheric pressure could be even changing, you know? So you may be having a lot of situations where things just are not meshing where they're supposed to be meshing. Well, that's quite interesting. So back to you.
Well, It is interesting. The first sentence in there happened last night. I woke up and I just kind of got up and I literally saw the entire room flash. Like you said, like a flashlight. Boom. Like one flash. It was quick. It was done. And I thought, oh, maybe it was cars. Sometimes the lights come in the windows and it could have been that. But it was my bedroom's actually very dark and I tend to keep it that way. And I think the curtains were actually drawn in the living room. So not really sure how I could have seen headlights last night, but it was something similar to what they were speaking of. And I don't believe I'd ever seen that before. And I didn't remember it until I just read that. So, okay, let's see here. We are getting a lot of great emails, so a lot to talk about. The next one says, the 12-source recording. Just wanted to share that even with the residual 12-source energy switched off, I continue to listen to and benefit greatly from the 12-source energy's recording. Since I am made of the 12-source energies, when I listen to the recording, it helps me settle inside and be at peace. I also notice that with the residual 12-source energy switched off, I am more in contact with my original, unique nature.
That's great. Yes. That is true.
Yeah. I do like the way it feels. I've liked it since you did that. Was that Sunday? Yeah. I think it was.
I can't recall. Being in the present moment, a Sunday was a long ways.
Yeah, I think it was Sunday.
That's like about 10 years ago. So I have a hard time bringing that up.
Okay, let's see. The question about tonight during the water charging call, they're wondering, did we stay on the light ship even though the call had disconnected for a short while?
Yeah, definitely, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay.
All the waters got charged, so.
Okay, good. Okay, a question. This is about earth cording. How do you know if you need this clearing, the earth cording clearing?
Boy. I would think if you feel energies from the earth coming up your legs, okay, you may not feel it in your legs, but you are picking up the earth cording. I would say gets rid of the trauma that the earth has went through. Saying it a different way, everything on the earth typically dies, and that's what you have for dirt. And so are you feeling the death of things underneath your feet? Let's put it that way. So if you do, in the earth cording, you want to get that stuff off of you so you don't have the depth of what you're walking on and all those different, whatever it could be, trees and animals, et cetera. It could even be more than that, you know, who knows, but that's why you probably want to have that clearing connected to the trauma of the earth, you know, in forest fires, floods, whatever, you know, you don't know typically what, you know, where you're sitting now, what that dirt has went through. So back to you.
Yes, and I wonder how much of that the earth remembers, but how much of it humanity created for the earth. So I wonder if we get everyone else's old energy through the earth.
Yeah, you could. Uh-huh.
I sometimes feel that even the fact that we use gasoline is using that old energy.
That is correct, yes. Uh-huh.
There's all your old karma being burnt up and put up in the air. Okay, so we have a suggestion from a listener. If anyone is keeping a notebook on things that they want to accomplish, they are suggesting a really good strong suggestion of an archive to listen to, and the date is July 2nd, 2007, and I'll repeat that again in just a moment. They say, I just listened to it. It's very potent. I really felt cords being cut. Ron disconnects people from religious affiliations and brainwashing, etc., also oaths and institutions. So again, if you're interested in doing that particular one or listening to it, the date is a BBS program, and it is July 2nd, 2007.
Right.
Yes, thank you very much, listener. That it's always a great suggestion. And I know that you have a clearing called Organization. It's an organization clearing. That you could put the name of the institution or group or whatever in there. And you also have a God connection. And I believe you also have a religion.
Yeah, yeah. What you could even do, yeah, going a little step further. I'm talking to somebody today about this here. So this pertains to all of you listening, but you may not be able to find it. So, typically, when you, let's just say that you're in a small town, or you found a small town, right? So you're driving on the highway. We'll just say in the desert, right? In a sense. And now, you know, there's trees around or whatever. Now you come into the next town, and so you get off the freeway or highway, and now as you come to the first stop sign, you know, it says, you know, welcome to Maryville. And now underneath that, you probably see it in the sign, probably maybe about 8 foot square or something. And you got all these, the Mason logo on it, and this logo, and, you know, whatever they have on there, right? Well, those energies are controlling that town. So, because now you see what they are. So I guess in heavily populated cities, as you, you know, are driving and there's people everywhere and cars everywhere, and you go from one town to the next, you're not going to see probably that sign up because, you know, it may be somewhere else, but it's not going to be where you're driving typically because all the towns, you know, kind of get, you know, blurred together. But if you have ever seen that, just know that those organizations are in control of that town. That kind of reverts back to that person's question, how do you get initially like stuff taken away from you and you want to become separated or something? So it's kind of going off a little tangent here, but you may want to, you know, look at your town. I don't know where you live. Are you in a little rural town in a sense, and do you have one of those big signs up when you walk, come into your town?
Oh, like welcome to wherever. Population so-and-so. Yes, we have those.
And you have it where all those different, you know, what do you call them? I guess they're logos or whatever showing you what the organizations are, the symbols on a sign?
You know what? We probably do, and I actually, it's like I don't even see them, but I'm sure we do.
Yeah, so anyway, so that's... what you may want to clear, free yourself, because they all have their own way of wanting to control you. They are controlling you, you know. Those organizations, as these people meet, they sort of like plan how they want that particular city to grow or not to grow or to bring this in and that in. You all know that. I'm assuming that anyway. So you're under their spell, and are they doing spells on you? I won't go any further than that, you know. I could say, are you missing young children in your town, you know? And maybe they, you know, they have their meetings every Wednesday night or once a month, and all of a sudden you go, wow, you know, where'd all the dogs and cats go, you know? Anyway, we'll just go on from that. So back to you.
Yeah, it is interesting. Because I've driven to many places and driven across America several times, how different towns feel, different, every little town feels slightly, has its own energy, and it makes you wonder, oh, what's the predominant religion going on here? What do people predominantly think about most of the time? Everything has their own...
Yeah, that's right. You do have that sign for all the churches, too. I forgot about that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. A lot of churches all over America. So it's really helpful, even if you weren't raised in anything, to just get those different types of clearings to clear yourself from that. And I guess if you listen to the show that was just suggested, you would know if it was a major thing for you, if it you felt something. Okay, so yes, somebody has written and they say they are curious how to stop their dreams. They just don't want to do it anymore. So we've touched on this subject quite a bit because they are parallel lives that we're seeing. And if the listener wants more information, I would always suggest listening to archives, because every now and then we talk about there are specific clearings to get rid of dreams, but I think one of the best ongoing ways is to do the timeline crashes and to write down the specific dream, like Ron just mentioned, in the timeline crash in the dream section specifically. And I have noticed when I do that, when I was more specific in the past, that those ones don't ever come back. I don't see them anymore.
That's good.
But there are also...
Go on. Because they're going to probably, fears and trauma, anxieties, look at those things and do your whole lifetime clearings on those. Because, maybe somebody out there has a dream where they keep winning money, going into the Indian casino and you put a quarter in the machine or whatever, pull the handle and make $10 million, or something. So if you're getting those dreams, maybe these are realities on some other timeline. Maybe it'll come back into this one. That might be great, but I think most people have dreams. Maybe some people have just ordinary dreams that really don't relate too much, but, always look for the trauma dramas in them. That's how they're catching you. Now, if you have stuff that makes you afraid and does stuff to you, you break your arm or something, or, you fall off a cliff or whatever, then at that point, you want to look at, see what whole lifetime clearing you may need. And also, put that in that whole lifetime clearing if you got the unlimited version, and then from there, timeline crashes at the same time. So you can do it that way. You if you have an emotional, we'll say you have the unlimited emotional and mental and trauma, fear, and anxiety. So now you have a dream, and you go, uh-oh, this one here, I'm falling off this cliff, And, I see my dog Rover in front of me falling down, too. And it's now, hitting the rocks, and I'm going to be hitting the rocks, and you wake up and go, oh, crap. Well, all those whole lifetime clearings, you want to put that situation in there where your specific incident, because you have the unlimited, and then do timeline crashes on it. And you don't want to just do one or two, you want to probably do 100. All it can tell you felt about it. Was it a really awful dream that pushed your buttons, or was it just something that, oh, well, no big deal, If it pushed your buttons a whole lot, maybe do, 1,000 of them, because that could be how many timelines you're on. So, and just keep doing it. If you have a similar situation of fear all the time, and the dreams have the heading of fear, then, you want to do more than 1,000. Get rid of these things. Back to you.
Well, I just find it fascinating, Ron, that you do talk continually about how our aliens have hooked into our mind, but they've done it through our emotions. And I know when I have, years ago looked up, what's the meaning of my dream? They all discuss how certain symbolism has to do with certain emotions that you're feeling. Like, for instance, if you have certain emotions about money, you will have, visions of water or whatever in your dreams. And it's really interesting because, when you can clear that emotion, you said I believe if you disconnect the emotion, hopefully that would take you off of parallel timelines.
Yeah, it's possible. You know, you just want to, you know, you want to clear what you're going through. You know? That's how they got you hooked up. You got to do a little, just a little bit of homework and analyze yourself and find out why you're on them. So, back to you.
Okay. All right. Somebody just wrote in very recently. It says, they are seeing stars. I am seeing more stars, different colors. This is close to me that I see this, and there is flashes, but I see shapes of stars that linger for a few seconds. So that's an experience that someone's having.
That's probably a different format on the program that you're looking at. Well, maybe they got a new version of looking at the stars, you know. Messing with the stars, so you're watching different things out there that it's just a different program that the aliens gave you to look at.
Okay. All right, we have someone who wants a little more clarification on what is offered when they look at the website as far as timeline crashes. And they have a screenshot here, which makes it easy for me to talk about. So if you just go on the website and you type in the box where you're searching, you write timeline crash, three separate options will come up. It says timeline crash, advanced parallel lifetime programs for $150 each. And then it says timeline crash with space-time crash for 1 month. That's $50 for the month. Or timeline crash with space-time crash for $20 for 1 week. The $50 and the $20 still probably work. And but it will only go for the month or the week. And that used to be the only options. But Ron has recently added in the website the option to have a one-time payment like the other clearings, but then you have it for as long as you want it. So you can run it all the time. Instead of buying a month at a time when you can pay $150 and you can run it whenever you want, which for some people is the five different types of those timeline crashes, you know, once a day or whatever on each individual emotion or issue. So I definitely suggest just paying for it, getting it, because you can get so much more done with the one-time payment of $150. And let's see if they have any other questions. Okay, so I'm saying the $150 is the best way to go, really? Okay. I understand that I want to also retrieve abducted parts, which were anchored in these timelines. Yes, and those will be crashed when you put in the situation in the little box. Okay, so I hope that answers the question on which one is the best suggested one. Ron is still going to add a few things to that. But I think it's definitely beneficial to just go ahead and get started, get some experience with it, get some of these timelines cleaned off of you, because you can do that yourself. You can just write in what eventually the webmaster is going to add. You can just, you know, open up five separate boxes. So I have one box, which is just my name, and then I have a second box that has my name, and then next to it where you put your name, you write the word upside down. And that will take, you put in the same situation in the box, but it will take care of all the upside down ones at the same time. And then you open another box that has your name, and then next to it, it says vortex, and it'll take care of the same situation, but all the vortexes having to do with that situation. And then you open another box that has your name, and then next to it, it says muscle memory. So it will release all the muscle memories about the same particular situation. And then you open another box, the fifth box, and it has your name, and then it says tangent. And you use the same situation again, and it will release all the tangent timelines for that. And eventually those will be options, but there's no need to wait. You could just go ahead and buy it now. And then when those options are officially in the clearing, we will let you know. You can just update the, I guess, your username and password, and it'll click in and all the information will be there. So if there's any other questions, we do have a show on Friday night, and you can write in again clarifying if there's anything extra you need to know about it. And Anne will be happy to answer that for you. So thank you very much, listener. Very good question. Okay. Any comments, Ron?
Did very well. Did very well.
Okay, let's see.
Well, the difference on the advanced timeline crash, basically, there's a lot of options in there that, which you won't have on the other ones. But it does not have the space-time crash, so you'd have to, you know, probably either send it. I guess you could send it to me. You know, your payment that you bought that, and then I can send you over the space-time crash, so you don't have to pay for that. But anyway, the new one. We'll try to get the same information on the other ones if I can. We're trying to do some changes on the website a little bit here, but aside from that, all three different ones should be basically the same, just that you don't have the information on the $20 and the $50 one, because we upgraded it with the advanced. What I would say, if you're brand new listening, you know, maybe get a week on it, or buy it for a couple of times, or buy it for a month. You know, first do the week one and see how it works for you. And you're going to find yourself being more in the moment as you get off the timeline. That's the whole thing. And there are people that don't, maybe, you know, you're doing it for certain things in your life, and maybe you have done, you know, maybe a couple hundred timeline crashes on an event, and you feel like it's like, you know, you're fine with it and you have nothing else you want to work on. So a $20 one would be perfectly fine for you. So that's why I put the other one on it, for people who are doing it all the time. They want to stay with it continuously. So back to you.
Yeah, the week one or the month one are great if you want to check it out, you want to see if it works. I have seen some amazing results with them, and so I decided to stick with it. So just two other questions at the bottom here. It says, do we timeline crash one issue at a time, and what are the steps? And those steps, actually, I believe we have them written out. We have talked about them extensively on various shows in the archives. And if anyone knows those exact dates, we can let you know, listener, what those are. Or we may be able to go through it on Friday, what the steps are. But it's kind of like just going through, filling out the information that it asks for. Keep your description short, but detailed, I would say, or not detailed. I don't think that's the right word, Ron. How would you say to keep your description when you're describing what you want crashed?
Yeah, it's just basically, you know, you have a dream, you know, you fell off and, you know, got a broken arm, you know, down a hill or something. Broken arm, you know, that's what your situation would be for a timeline crash, and that's what you want to clear out. And it may work, like I said, it may be one of these fears or anxieties or something. So, but you do want to, you know, keep it, you know, kind of short. I wouldn't go more than probably, you know, at the most 10 words, you know. But you want to clear it and then keep on it. One timeline is not going to fix you or help you. You may have to do at least 50 of them, and maybe even up to 1,000. So just know that. These are all, each time you clear a timeline, you're being taken off of that one timeline. And the next one comes up. So just keep on it, you know, and you will know when it's off, because you're going to feel your body relaxing more. So anyway, like we're a minute to go. We have our special call. You want to talk about that on this coming Monday, 19th?
Yes, that's going to be after about a half hour after the radio show ends. So that is a body organ restoration call. I highly recommend it. I believe it is $50. It is going to be another donation that once you get your receipt, you forward the receipt on to Ron at creationlightship@yahoo.com, and he will send you back the call-in codes at that time or shortly before the call starts. And Ron has an ability to read his audience and what we need, and he goes through the major organs of the body and basically clears them out and rejuvenates them, restores them. It's fantastic, and people feel great afterwards. So, or they, maybe if they haven't had any issues before, they continue to not have issues. But if they had issues, they really notice that something feels better. It just, it's very typical to feel that way. So,
I think we got a new PayPal page up. For some reason, PayPal changed stuff around. I tried it today. About the clearing, I went on the top of the website and I clicked on it, and I went into PayPal, or went into it directed me to PayPal, and I clicked on it, and I never got sent the phone number and the PIN number, which is kind of weird. So we're checking that out right now. But that's what you want to do, and somehow PayPal had a different page that I was on. It didn't have that extra orange little button. So if anybody else, in the old days, we had the orange button. And I don't know what's going on now, but anyway, if you don't get the code, I can send it to you, you know, the login information and stuff. But typically, it should work. You should have a PayPal receipt sent to you, and then you also get another email, a separate one. They should probably come at the same time, and it should have the information for the phone number and the PIN number. So, well, I'm checking that out, but I never got it. So, anyway, let's do the Mind to Heart Drop, everybody. So, here we go. And if you did get it, maybe give me an email saying that it worked for you, like the old days. For me, it didn't. So, here we go, Mind to Heart Drop. So, you want to command your spirit out loud to take the thoughts in your head, drop them into your heart. So, here we go. We're going to do that now. So, I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart, and I count from 10 to 1 backwards. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. There we go. So thank you, everybody. Blessings. Thank you, Michelle. Thank you, ladies behind the scenes. And thank you, listeners. We'll see you later. Blessings.